I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. When Texas imposed the most restrictive abortion ban law in the nation, doctors and clinics were forced to move their patients quickly to out-of-state providers. And for the past 2 months, providers have had to work in a sort of limbo as they wait to see if the new law passes the Supreme Court's review. But because the law relies on citizen lawsuits against providers to enforce the restrictions, physicians and clinics now face costly legal battles if anyone believes they have violated the restrictions and performed an abortion outside of that window. The resulting risk of costly court and lawyer fees has caused physicians to drop out of abortion care networks or reduce the level of care they can give desperate patients. Since the law went into effect, abortion providers have seen a significant drop in the number of women they are able to serve under the new restrictions. The four Whole Woman's Health clinics in Texas are operating at 20% to 30% of their previous service levels, with only a fraction of patients coming in or qualifying for abortions under the new restrictions. At Planned Parenthood of Greater Texas, for which abortion care is only one of the health services offered to its clients, officials recently announced that they would be expanding their programs that offer low-income clients access to birth control, cancer screenings, pregnancy testing, and sexual health and hormone therapy treatments. The organization is also offering financial assistance and travel expenses for those who have to leave Texas to get an abortion. Providers say it's been devastating to turn away patients who still need the care, regardless of the law, but whom they are not allowed to help. Even though clinics haven't closed yet, and even if the Supreme Court were to strike down the law, Texas providers worry that the law has already had a chilling effect on staff who want job stability, on patients who remain unclear what their rights are, and on the funding and longevity of the clinics themselves. Thousands of Texans are living with the threat of eviction since the end of the federal government's temporary ban on evictions in late summer. Since the moratorium ended in mid-August, eviction filings in three major Texas cities tracked by Eviction Lab, Dallas, Houston, and Fort Worth, have risen to near pre-pandemic levels as landlords file thousands of evictions each week. Filings have ticked up slightly, but are still relatively low in Austin, the only other Texas city studied by Eviction Lab, and the only city where some tenant protections remain. Eviction trends aren't as clear throughout the rest of the state. Local evictions are difficult to track, and statewide eviction data is hard to come by. The COVID-19 pandemic and the ensuing economic crisis threw hundreds of thousands of Texans out of work and made it much harder for the poorest households to make rent. Now, evictions have surged despite an abundance of job openings and financial help for struggling renters. Some of that uptick stems from landlords simply growing impatient as state and local rent relief programs take months to process applications for tenants seeking assistance. The state agency that runs Texas's $1.9 billion rent relief and eviction diversion program shut the door to new applicants earlier this month, citing overwhelming demand for the federally funded program. Some cities and counties could even see millions of federal dollars sent to them to help struggling renters now seized by the U.S. Treasury Department because they haven't spent the money fast enough. The University of Texas at Austin will keep the name of Dallas ad giant Stan Richards on its School of Advertising and Public Relations, more than a year after he said a marketing campaign for Motel 6 was too black for the motel's white supremacist constituents. Richards made the statement in a Zoom meeting in October 2020, with about 40 employees present. The decision comes despite calls from faculty and students within the Advertising and Public Relations School. Richards was largely condemned for his comments at the time, which came on the heels of a summer of racial reckoning across the country in the wake of the murder of George Floyd. An apologetic Richards ultimately stepped away from the Richards Group, the company he founded in 1976, as multiple companies severed ties due to his words, including Motel 6. The audio brief is going on holiday and will return Monday, November 29th. Until then, check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org or follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow the brief podcast for daily news updates on your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to have a safe and happy holiday. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief was brought to you by Educate Texas. Educate Texas stimulates creative solutions to key educational challenges throughout the state. Learn more at edtx.org.